Osei v'yamri lo ma'an lo boiker. Then it's good when he had the shayla. He had the shayla, could he go out and check out the kid to see if he was 18 or not? We'll soon see what that means. Then it's good to check him out to see if he has simonim or not. So Shbam explains like this. Haynu d'kol malei ma'an lo boiker. Why? Shim lo yimtsu by Cyrus. Because if you're not going to find that he has hair by his makam erva, yachti kuka katan, then we'll say true he's still a katan. Ad esrim until he's 20 years old. To the first, like we'll soon explain. V'daf linyan limcha benichti aviv. There's such halacha that when can a kid sell his father's property? He needs two things. Tarati binin. Shemayin esrim. Shani has to be 18 years old. This Cyrus and he has to have hair. Avolinyan einshin a mitzvah se ben yud gil machash of godol and maybe Cyrus. That's what Rashbam. Besides the Ravada Stamazoi, a kid becomes bar mitzvah, then he's mechui the mitzvah, so anointshim, when he becomes 13 and he has a Cyrus. This halacha, to be 18 years old, is a special halacha that you can't sell your father's property until you're 18. Elenu, Eli Yamrit. So that's if you learn the Shiloh as if he's 18 or not, so it's very good why the Shiloh was. Should we check out the mace to see if he has Cyrus or not? Like if he has Cyrus, then he's a godel. But if he does not have Cyrus, then he's not a godel. But the question is, but if you're going to tell me the locher is, me then esrim, that unless the kid is 20 years old, he can sell b'nichsei oviv. If so, we're talking about now that we know his age. Most probably that's not the shaila how old the kid was. We look at his birth certificate. We know how old he was. The question is, though, did he have Cyrus or not? That was the question. Did he have hair there or not? If he had hair, b'makom erva, then he was a godel. If not, not. But if you tell me the age is 20 years old, l'chura ki botku le'ma hevi. Why do I care if we check him out and we don't find Cyrus? So what? B'yotnan, we learned like this. B'yotnan, we learned, Gemara Nida, that ben esrim, if a person is 20 years old, shlei hevi shtei Cyrus, that he did not bring two Cyrus yet, the halacha is, Yovi Rai Shu Ben Esrim. Let him bring proof, let him bring his birth certificate that he's 20 years old. Vuha Soros. That's called the Soros, like a delicate person. There are certain people that are never going to have hair. And therefore the halacha is, when they become 20 years old, they automatically have a halacha like a godel. They're called the godel right away, even without simonim. So all he has to do is bring proof that he's 20 years old. And even without Cyrus, Vuha Soros. And the halacha is, Loi Cholis V'loi Miyabin. That he doesn't make chalitza, doesn't make yibum. Because the soros that can't have children doesn't make chalitza, doesn't make yibum. So Shvam says, Yovi raya, kroi v'yamonik, v'lifter mizeh yobim, latir l'shuk, l'chalitza v'yibum. V'u'a soros, v'reyu soros, l'chalitza from the yabim, k'rem l'yibum, see you. Oh, so we're saying now that if you hold, he has to be 20 years old. So once the kid becomes 20 years old, he's automatically a godel. That even if he doesn't have Cyrus, he's called the Cyrus then. And then he's a godel anyway. Bishlem, if the age is 18 years old, so there's two things you need. You have to be 18 years old and you also have to have Cyrus. You have to have hair. So it's a shallow that they said, Mishpacha said, he didn't have hair. And the other one says, maybe he did have hair. That's good at 18. If he doesn't have Cyrus, he's not called a godel. But if the age is 20 years old, Lemaisa 20 years old, here the halacha is, even without Cyrus. 20 years old is called a godel. So what's the shalva you have to check him out for? Once you know that he's 20 years old, he's automatically called a godel. If he had Cyrus, very good. And even if he did not have Cyrus, he's called a soros. A soros at 20 years old is called a soros without Cyrus. At the locker room, it's called a godel. So no matter what, the sale should be a good sale. What was the question here? Smora says no. Lavit merolah, didn't we learn on this? Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Rabbi Yitzchok, Omar Rav, for who should know the boy simoni soros? Just on the fact the person is 20 years old and he doesn't have Cyrus, that's not a proof that he's a godel. He could still be a cotton. When do we say he's a soros? He has to have other simonim also. There are special simonim what makes a person into a soros. His voice is very thin. His hair is very light. There are a lot of different simonim what makes a person into a soros. So that's that we say if he's 20 years old and he doesn't have Cyrus, he's called a godel, that's only with another condition, that he has to have also simonim, we see signs in him that he's not going to have any more hair. Then that person is called a godel. But let's say he does not have simonim, Sarus, then like we'll soon see, he could still be called a Kotan. A kid could be 25 years old, and if he doesn't have Timoni Sarus, and he doesn't have Cyrus, he's still a kid, he's still called a Kotan. So therefore, it's not therefore, it's good, our Shaila was, even though we know the kid was 20 years old, so what? But the B'nai Mishpach is saying, listen, this 20-year-old kid is still a baby. The Maisu is saying he didn't have any Cyrus, and he didn't have any Simoni Sarus, so he's not a Sarus yet. So he's still a Kotan, and therefore the Mechira didn't take place. So it still could be a Shaila. That's why they said that he can't prove it. They wanted to check out the body, and with that they said, nothing doing. But I call upon him, even if you learn 20 years old, still is good. Why you have to check out to see if he has Cyrus or not. And Amar Rav says, they can, I'll also bring you proof. The Katani, who has Cyrus? It says when he's 20 years old without Simonim, it says Lashon, Fuhu Asaris. And this is Asaris. So the Chorish Shmamina, that's a proof. Then what do you mean, Hu Asaris? That means he has other Simonim also that he's Asaris. Now when he becomes 20 years old without Simonim, without Cyrus, that's called a good Asaris. Now the Gemara says, V'chile noldo loy Simoni Asaris. Let's say you have a normal person. We don't see that his voice is different, his hair looks different. We don't see any difference in him. He looks normal. But he's 20 years old, even 25 years old, and he has no hair, but makam erva. So at kama, until how old can he be, there will still consider him a katan. He's not called a gadol. Midiraisa, a person only becomes a gadol with two things. He has to be at least 13 years old, and he has to have two sires. If he's 25, we'll soon see up to 35. He could be 34 years old, and he can still be called a katan. He's still patam in a mitzvah midiraisa. He can't be midiraisa, he can't make kinyonim. Ad kam, until how old? Toni Rabbi Chia ad roiv shenoysof. Until the roiv of his years, which is 35 years old. Rashbam says 36. Roiv shenoysof, Rashbam says, lamed vav shana, when he hits his 36th birthday. Shehein roiv shivim. That's the majority of 70. Because it's still like the Pasuk says, yimei shenoysof, them shivim shana. Mashma, lifetime is spent, it's called 70 years. Say, if a 70 is 35, so right with that is 36. So when a kid is 36 years old, then for sure he's a gadol. But a person could mamish be 35 years old, and he can still be called a katan. If a person does not have Simoni Cyrus, and he does not have Cyrus, we call him a katan. He's not called a gadol. Ad roiv shenoysof, that's the lacha. Therefore it's good our shayla here also. Even though the kid was over 20, still it was a shayla that if he does not have Cyrus, he'll be called a katan. That was the Shalot. The B'nai Mishpacha said he was still a Katan, and the Lakucha says no, he was a Gadol. So the Shalot, who to believe? Nothing more says, Kios Lekayim with Rabbi Chia, when they came in front of Rabbi Chia, Kios Lekayim with Rabbi Chia. He said, when they wanted to check out this kid, could be he was an older boy already, and they didn't have Simonim. So he said like this, E Kochish, if the guy is skinny, weak, Omalo Livri, let the guy become fat, let him become healthy. Like maybe it's Kichusha, since he's weak, that's what's causing him not to have hair. V'yivr, if the guy was a strong, healthy guy, Amalu, then he would tell the kid, listen, lichshu, go on a diet, become a little bit skinny. Because the hani simonim, these Cyrus, the simonim, zimnim diyosei machmas kichusha, zimnim diyosei machmas b'riyusa. You know, sometimes becoming weak, skinny, that would cause the Cyrus to come, and sometimes becoming strong and fat, that would cause it to come. Therefore, if a kid that was over by mitzvah came to him to complain, says, I don't have any Cyrus, what can I do that I should start growing Cyrus? You tell him, change around. If you were skinny now, become fat. If you're fat, don't become skinny. Because sometimes the change, that's what causes the Cyrus to come. That would make him into a gadol. Which Rambam explains like a chusha means, Dilma machmas b'riyusai nosrabu. Maybe since he was so fat and big, that made the hair fall out. So if we told him, go on a diet, maybe that will stay there. Iboiliu, we have a question like this now. Toich zman, kelefnei zman, oiklacha zman. What's going to be the loch of toich zman? Rashi says, shnas shmoina sara gufa, lamar, or else shnas eschman gufa lamar. Vehevi Cyrus, what's going to be if the kid is 18 years? He's in the middle of the 18th year. Like the 18th year didn't finish yet. He's in the middle of the 18th year. Like he passed his 17th birthday. He's 17 years and a half old now. And he has Cyrus. So if you're old, you have to be 18. Does it mean you have to be a complete 18? Or in the middle of the 18th year, it's enough? Or else if you're old, you have to be 20 years old. That means you have to be, you lived already 20 years, you're now at the beginning of the 21st year. Or no, the beginning of the 20th year, Tzarich Zman, the beginning of that, you know, is after you had your 19th birthday, and one day, this is the first day of the 20th year. That year, can you sell or not? That's a shayla. Tzarich Zman, in the middle of that year, the 18th or 20th year, can you sell or not? Is it called Kilifnei Zman? It's still called like he's a cotton. He still cannot sell his father's property. Or Kilach Zman, also it's called like Lach Zman, and yes, it's considered like it's already 20, like it's already 18, and the sale is a good sale. Moses says, Amar Rav Nachman said like this, that Toich Zman, in the middle of the 18th year, or the middle of the 20th year, Kelefnei Zman, nothing doing, he's still called like a katan, B'nechta Yaviv, that even though he has Cyrus, he can't sell a Yerusha that he received from his father until he has his 18th birthday already. And one day, he has to be the first day of the 19th year, or else the first day of the 21st year. He has to have his 20th birthday already. But before the 20th birthday, Tzarich Zmanoi, we hold, it's called Kelefnei Zmanoi. But the Maisa, he still is called a Katan, he cannot sell his father's property. Chur, there's a svar in the Rabbanon made up, that to sell your father's property, not used to it, it's not yours, they don't want kids to start selling their father's property until they become this age. Even though for other kinyonim, when you're bar mitzvah, you could make kinyonim, but here, to sell your father's Yerusha, that means the Rabbanon, you have to be 18 or 20. Rava, see, Rava Amar Nachman says Tzarich Zman is Kelefnei Zman. Rava Bar Rav Shela Amar Rav Nachman. Rava Bar Rav Shela said over the name of Rav Nachman that no, that Tzarich Zman Kliyach Zman. You should know that Tzarich Zman after the 17th birthday, during the beginning of the 18th year, that's also enough, and during the 20th year, that's also enough. So get to some machlekes. What Rav Nachman say? Another one says, "Behold the Rava." That Rava said Lekula. It wasn't really we heard Rav say that. Ella McClellan was only a cloud learned it from Ella McClellan. The Yehu Tzarich Zman. There was once a case of a kid that was Tzarich Zman. He had his 17th birthday already. He was the beginning of the 18th year. The Yozel he went, Zovan Nichsei. And he sold his father's property. He sold the property Yashin from his father. Zovan Nichsei. So what happened? The Yozel came with the Rav. They came in front of Rava to find out that the sale is a good sale. He didn't reach the birthday yet. He was Tzarich the middle of that year. Is it good or not? Amalu, he said back, he did not do anything. It's not good. So Man, the Chaz, the one that saw this story, Sova Mishum, the Tzarich Zmanoi, Kelefnei Zmanoi. He thought the reason is that Tzarich Zmanoi, Kelefnei Zman. I mean, this is Rav himself. We had our gears was, first it was Rav Amar of Nachman, and then it was Rav by Rav Shela, right? So now, this, that Rav himself said, that Tzarich Zman is Kelefnei Zman, it wasn't clearly, it was this case. This story happened, and Rav told the person, that the sale did not take place. Now, Man, the Chaz, the one that saw this sofer held, Mishum the Tzarich Zman, Kelefnei Zman. The reason why it's no good is because Tzarich Zman is called Kelefnei Zman. Since he didn't have his 18th year old, he wasn't 18 years yet, a complete 18 years, the sale does not take place. That's what we thought. That's why the Gemara says, Rav holds Tzarich Zman is no good. But the Gemara says, really, V'loi, it's not true. I'll tell you, Hosom, Shtusa, Yeserta, Chozibay. I'll tell you, Rav saw with this kid, he's almost acting like a shaita, like a fool. So he saw that he's too foolish, this kid. So only to this kid he meant to say it's no good. There could be somebody else, maybe it would be good. What was his shtus? What was the foolish thing that he was doing? He was like the Meshacher freeing his Eved. Like the son of Yashin, the Neved Knani from his father. And he went ahead and free him. That's a shtus. You're not supposed to do it. There's a mitzvah l'olam em tavod. You're supposed to work for him forever. You're not supposed to free him. So the kid says, since Rav saw that he acted a little foolish, that's why Rav said over here that the sale is no good. But it could be it's not a complete proof. Maybe other cases of the kid would be normal, Rava would have agreed that Mechiri is good. Just here it's a little bit different. L'maisa's Mashmi still, that's the way we pass him. L'maisa, we still pass him like Rava, that Tzarich Zmanoi, L'maisa is no good. Tzarich Zmanoi, Kelefnei Zmanoi, the Mechiri is no good. Alright, turn over.
Gemara says, Sholach le Gidol ba'manashiyo l'rova. Gidol ba'manashiyo sent Rova, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu should teach us. Tinoikos, bas arbo esrei shana. You have a girl that's 14 years old, v'yemechen, and one day, yoydas petiv maso matin, and she knows how to do business, she knows how to sell property. Now, what's the locha? Is the business, is the deal that she does, is it good or not? Yeah. So Sholach Lei sent back to listen. Im Yudas, if she knows Vitiv Maso Matin, if she knows how to do business, Mekhoi Mekach, or Memkro Mekhor, whatever she buys is called a good buy, whatever she sells is called a good sale. That's what he answered. Now the Morris Akash is the modern Shala, why 14 years old punk? Felishach Lei Tinik. Why don't he ask a question about a Tinik, about a kid? Let him say if he's 13 years old. So it could be this was not a Shiloh over here of Yerusha. This was Tam, a girl, 14 years, is she called the Gedolah or not? So he said, yes, she's 14 years old, she's called the Gedolah, if she knows what she's doing, it's good. But then he asked him, why don't he ask a question of a Tinnik? So he said, Maitre Shoye Kachoye, they don't ask me a question. That was the Shiloh they asked me. They came to me with a question, what's going to be the luck of a girl 14 years old? For the Gemara, V'lishtach Lei Tinoikos, V'ashtei Mes V'shon of Yemechad. So why don't you say back already, when she's 12 years old already, we know a girl becomes a gedolah at 12 years old. So Gemara answers again also. But that was the story here. They asked the Rover Shiloh, what's going to be the locha of a 14-year-old girl? She said back clearly, Maisa, she knows what she's doing. She's not a shaita. So then the Maisa, the mechir is good. Now the Gemara says, Ahu pochus mi ben esrim. There was a kid less than 20 years old. The ozal zova nichse avua. He sold his father's property. To give the Bamanasha. So Khuru, the sale is no good. He wasn't 20 years old yet, it's no good. Osla came with the Rav. So came in front of Rav. Omru le Kroive. So the Kroivim said, Zil Ochatarma. The Kroivim told this kid, listen, go eat some dates. Vishade be Kishisha be Rav. And throw the pits at Rav. That's what the Kroivim told the kid to do in front of Rav. In other words, they wanted the kid to act like a fool in front of Rav. So Rav were paskin of a zoi, even though it's tzarech shenosai, but since he's a fool, it's no good. So Abed Hoche, that's what happened. The kid did this. The kid like, ate some dates in front of Rav and spit the pits in his mouth and his face. Amlu, Rav saw this. Amlu, he said, Zvini, la Zvini, listen, this sale is no good. This kid is still a fool, he's a baby. And what's kind of business? He's throwing dates, pits at me. He's a fool. That's what happened. Ki kokas v'le shtar, when they went right up a shtar, Omale Lakuchas. Lakuchas told the kid, Zil Aimalola Rava, listen, you go to Rava and act smart. Tell Rava like this. Megillas Esther Bezuza. Somebody wants to buy a Megillas Esther called Zuz. Shtar Demar Bezuza. And your star also called Zuz. Now, as you write a Chash of a star, your star is also worth a lot of money. So the kid went now to Rava. Ozal Omale, he said like this. And he spoke smart. He told Rav, you should know, the shtar now is a very chashev shtar, just like a Megillas Esther. Rav says, if so, Amalu, Zavini Zvini. If so, listen, the sale is a good sale. The kid seems to know what he's talking about. So therefore it's good. Omalei Kroive. So the Kroivim came back and said, Lekucha Sag Maru, no, nothing doing. This kid really is a fool. The reason why he answered this is because the Lekuchas taught him. They taught him to say this. But really, what he did before, like to throw the pits at you, that's what he is. Omulu Rav said, so what? Misavrilu Savar. Listen, they taught him something and he understood it. Vechivun de Misavrile Visavar made the yada. Once he understands something, that's a simon he's a god already. Even though they had to talk to him, that explained it to him. That's like it made you know something. Right, the Yavar Hochi, Chutz V'Yaserato, who the heavy day. Ah, if so, how come he spit the pits at me? Then not the pshat, he's a fool. The pshat is he did a little chutzpah. That's called the chutzpah yisar to the hudavi bay. He has a little bit chutzpahdik. But anachnami, lamaistiv, even though you have to teach him something, but after you teach him to him, now he understands it. So he said, lamaistiv, the metalkum is called, the mechira is called the good mechira. And Shimon says, like, dog, chokhma, v'yadei lehovin, chokhimu, he knows to understand it. That's called chochem. Umemkri mechri mechri is good. Vudu shodik shayta. I, how come he threw the pits At Rava, I'll tell you, that's time chutzpah b'yam u'diyovid. The loy meter chshus, not because he was a shaita, because his time did chutzpah. But therefore, the sale, Taker, is a good sale. Oh, my Rav Huna, Fred Rav Yeshua, Uli Eidus, Eidus say Eidus. Stam for Ilchus Eidus, Avadis Eidus is called a good Eidus. As Afa P. Shomanu, a pochus michof, Shane David Tiv Masomat in a mocher beneath the Oviv, Avl Yedis, Nemanu Loyed, Mashuro Vishom Ben Yujim Vielach. Avada, that we have to be 20 years old, that's only new aloch of selling your father's property. But to say Eidus, once you're 13 years old, you're cautious to be an aid. He could say something that you saw when you're 13 years old. Vielach Meshevish Te Cyrus, Hovian is Shaita. As long as the kid is not a Shaita, he's allowed to say Eidus. Oma Mazutra, Mazutra said, Loya Moronella Lumataltli. The Zoni said, for Metaltlim. Trashy be Eidus Metaltlim. So if you want to say Eidus, whether you sold Metaltlim or you didn't sell Metaltlim, that you neman. Avala Makor Koyloi, but negate Eidus of Karka, and that you not neman. Because since you can't sell something until you're 20 years old, so the Maisa, who are then you not neman? Omele Ravashi Lamazut, Mashat Ravazut, no. Maishna Metaltli. Why you say Metaltlim is different? Zvini, because since the cut, so once you're 13 years old, you could sell Metaltlim. That's that you have to be 20 years old. That's only to sell karka, to sell property. But stamp to sell utensils, that's not such a big sale. That you can do when you're 13. So therefore you want to say, since you could sell it, therefore you could be an aid also. Me'elomiyatir so. Hoditznan, that's what we learned. Hapu oitois. That means young kids. Mekcha nekum. When they sell something, it's called a good sale. Or they buy something, if they buy or they sell utensils, it's called a good sale. With Rabbanan, they can make a kinyan. If they buy something on metaltim, it's called chal. If so, hoch and amr, they do some edus. You want to tell them they could also say edus. And about we know that's not that way. Before you buy mitzvah, you can't say edus. So here you see, even though the sale is a good sale, it has nothing to do with edus. Here also, even though a kid 13 years old could sell metaltim of his father, but maybe for Eidus he's not kosher. Or Malay, is that back? No, I'll tell you. Hosom over there, be'inan, you need a posse that says, v'omdu shnei anoshim v'leka. I'll tell you about Eidus, it's a gzeras akosiv, that it says shnei anoshim. Anoshim means a godol. You have to be a godol. Therefore, even though a cotton, he's allowed to sell a metaltlim, but the mindset to be Eidus, to say Eidus is a new gzeras akosiv, the Rashbam says, v'omdu shnei anoshim, the Eidus Magmin Lo Matech the Shruas, the Gemara Shruas says the song about Eidus, who bein an Anoshim Lo Ketanim. With Ashram, for the word Anoshim, you have to be a man and not a cotton. So even though a cotton has the right to sell and to buy, if he understands what he's doing, but for Hilchas Eidus, you have to be Bar Mitzvah. So if it was Mostira and Echnami, once you're Bar Mitzvah, you can say Eidus. Oma Amemus. Amemus is like this. Umat Nosim Atana. You know the same thing. The matana is also good if he gives a present. Rashbam says, "Shel ben yonechod v'yonechod, have a matana." Afal pi shene devativ masa matan ve'en michvos mekakros mechira. Even though we're saying now a kid cannot sell his father's property, a sale he can't make, but if he wants to give it away for a present, that's good. As long as he's bar mitzvah already, he has the right to give it away for a present. O matnosa matana, smash me even karka. Even if he wants to give away property, but as long as he's not selling it, he's just giving it away for a present, that's also good. Oh, Mulei Ravashi Lameima. So Ravashi said back to Lameima, Hashto Mazvini, the Mekabel Zuzi. Maduch, when he sells something, that Lameis is receiving money for it. So there's a whole transaction going on here. Omar, the Deloi, still you're telling me no, Madhura Abundance, no good. We don't want to sell things. Why? Dilma Moise, Lamazvin, maybe you'll sell the wrong price. Like, he's not an age yet, so no good business yet. He's only 13, 14. He's not 18, 20. He doesn't know the business. He doesn't know the market. That's why we don't want him to sell. Because we're afraid he'll get a bad deal. If so, koshchein matono, lemotelev lemiti, who for sure should be a svarah than with Rabbanan, they do not want the kid to give away a present, that he receives nothing back. Like, maybe not, because he's a kid, he's too young, that's why he's giving away a present. But when he gets older, realize what he's doing, he won't want to give away the present. So for sure then the din should be that the matana should not be good. So how come you're telling me now that a Yerush, a kid, could give away a present? Omalei said back to my kid, listen, Omalei, the time according to your time, Zovin shovi chamisha v'shisa. Let's say sell something worth 5 for 6. And let's say he gets a good deal. Is hochinam is vini is vini? You want to tell me there, then the rabbanon would say he could sell. Like you see, he's a charev, he's a sharp guy. He knows what he's doing. Elo, what do you have to say now? Kimlu le rabbanon, tiyanuka mekarva daita gavi zuzi. That we know that a kid, when he sees money, gets excited about it. So even though one time they get a good deal, still we have to be afraid like Loi Plug. When a kid sees money, he gets wild and he'll sell, and he won't make a good sale. Therefore, we don't let him sell it. Now, so therefore, it could be that's only a svara by a sale. Because by a sale, since you get money, for any small amount of money, he'll go ahead and give it away. So therefore, we don't want him to do it. Mashenkin, stam matana, a present, there, he's not getting any money. So why is he giving away the present? It has to be because he really likes the guy. The guy did him a lot of favors. So that will believe him. That he doesn't get carried away. It's only a svara, a kid gets carried away when he sees money. So that's why by a sale it's no good. But a matani doesn't get carried away. If he wants to give a present, it has to be a good reason. Therefore we'll say the present's a good present. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah, we're holding in the bottom of the Gemara again on that Kufnun Hegam at base. Come on, Kufnun Vov. The last Gemara was that Omer Amema said, "Hu matnose matono." You should know a son, if he's 13 years old, if he gives away a present from his father's property, so then the matono is good. That we learned before, you have to be 18 or 20, that's only if you sell it. But if you give it away for a present, then the matono is good. Omer le Ravashi la Mema, so Ravashi said to Mema, "Hashto mazvini." Like, why is that so? Mazvini, look at a sale. To Makabal Zuzi, that the son receives money. Oh, Martha, still you're telling me the sale is not a good sale, that there's a big sword to say, since he's receiving money, maybe therefore should be a good sale. Still, you tell me what? Dilma Moizlu Mazvin, that maybe he'll get a bad deal, he'll sell it too cheap. If so, Koshchein Matono, to Loi Moti Lev Loi Midi, For sure, than a present that he's not getting anything, for sure we should say it's no good. So how come Amema says that this Godel, this Yud Gimel, could give away a present? Omleis, he said back to listen.